This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Governor Brian Kemp calling for tighter voter restrictions and better practices at elections offices. He addressed Georgia residents late Friday afternoon regarding the results of the risk-limiting audit following the November 3rd election.
So I encourage Secretary Raffensperger to consider addressing these concerns. It seems simple enough to conduct a sample audit of signatures on the absentee ballot envelopes and compare those to the signatures on applications and on file at the Secretary of State's office. This morning, the Secretary announced his support of strengthening photo ID requirements for absentee balloting. Voters casting their ballots in person must show a photo ID. We should consider applying that same standard to mail-in balloting.
Kemp made the remarks after Georgia's top elections official, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, certified results showing Democrat Joe Biden won the presidential race in the state.
Following Judge Grimsburg's ruling yesterday, state law now requires the governor's office to formalize the certification, which paves the way for the Trump campaign to pursue other legal options in a separate recount if they choose.
Voters will head back to the polls in January to decide the state's two Senate races. On December 1st, residents in Athens-Clarke and Oconee counties will also vote for district attorney. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.